ولي صالحين أحمده سبحانه وأشكره وأثني عليه وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد then continue this evening with the wasiyah of the great Imam Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abi Bakr al-Zar'i al-Dimashqi, who was known by the moniker Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, from his tremendous poem Al-Qasida al-Nuniya al-Kafiya al-Shafiya fil intisar lil-Firqat al-Najiyya, who has been written as relates to coming to the support and aiding the saved sect, supporting the creed of the Sunnah. And he begins this book with a tremendous advice before holding the people, or before taking the people of misguidance to court. So this book is written in the format of a dispute in front of a judge, a dispute in front of a judge where the muhiq and the mubtil, where those that are the rightful parties and those who are the wrongful parties, stand in front of the judge. And the judge here being the haqq. Allah is the haqq, and His book is the haqq, and His revelation is the haqq, and His Nabi, His Rasul is the haqq, and His wa'd and His wa'id is the haqq. And they are judged by the truth. They are judged by the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are found wanting. And they are found to possess faulty goods. And what they are calling Islam is counterfeit, and it is a knockoff. And so Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has issued a number of advices as relates to the khisal al-mahmuda, the commendable qualities of the people of sunnah wal-jama'ah that are needed for them to invite to the truth. Towards the end of this section, as we have arrived almost at the end of this section that we are studying, and before we move on to the tawheed of the prophets, inshallah ta'ala, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he, as we heard in our last sitting, he advised the people of sunnah, وَحْجُرْ وَلَوْ كُلَّ الْوَرَى فِي ذَاتِهِ, separate yourself from anyone who is upon falsehood. Separate yourself from them, meaning do not take them as bitana, do not take them as advisors, do not take them as friends, do not take them as confidants, do not take them as people that you trust in, but rather they are mahalu da'wa, they are people who are in need of da'wa themselves. And so outside of calling them to the religion and these sorts of things, wahjur, separate yourself from them. Wala kulla alwara fi dhatihi, even if that requires separating yourself from all of the creation. Fi dhatihi, for the sake of Allah. La fi hawaka wa nakhwat ash-shaytan, do not do so because of your own hawa, your own whims and your own desires and urges, and in your selfish aghrad and your selfish purposes, and because you feel, for example, personally insulted by them and that sort of thing. And as Ibn Qayyim is going to a little later on, and he mentioned how al-intisar al-nafs, and he coming to the defense of yourself for the sake of yourself, injecting yourself and inserting yourself into the issue, making it about you, making it personal for you, that is something that would destroy you. That is something that would destroy you when it comes to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, and so abandon them, separate yourself from them, even if that requires all of the creation. Fi dhatihi, la fi hawaka wa nakhwat ash-shaytan, do not do so for your own purposes and your own reasons, or because of the nakhwa that is caused by shaitan. And the shaitan has made you conceited and think that you are better than them, or that you have some pridefulness over them. Wasbir, and what we're going to hear today, after recapping what we learned last week, emphasizes this point of the importance of humility. The importance of humility and knowing that you are not guided because of you. You are not guided because of you, but rather guidance is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most you have the ability to do is to take the means and to make an effort. But otherwise, guidance is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something that you deserve. It's not something that you are entitled to. But rather it is something that is mahdu fadlihi. It is purely the grace and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he issued three advices that we heard. And about sabrun jameel, wa safhun jameelun, wa hajrun jameel. What is meant in the Quran, what is addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, as relates to beautiful patience, beautiful pardoning, and beautiful boycotting. And to be patient in a way that is beautiful, that is jameel. Safh, I need to overlook and to forget what has been done to you in the most beautiful fashion. And hajrun jameel. He says usbir, wasbir bi ghayri tasakhutin wa shikayatin. Be patient without tasakhut or shikayat, without becoming upset and without complaining. This is beautiful patience. Patience that is not, when you are mistreated because of your religion, that is not coupled with patience, that is not coupled with complaining, and it is not coupled with becoming upset. Wasfah bi ghayri itabi man huwa jani. And pardon, beautiful pardoning is that which is done bi ghayri itab, without mu'ataba, without bringing it back up. And a person, they forgive others for their ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of Uhud was bleeding from his mouth after being wounded on the battlefield sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, Allahumma aghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, forgive my people because they are ignorant. O Allah, forgive my people because they are ignorant. And so the believer, he forgives people for their ignorance. He feels sorry for them. And if they harm him, and he doesn't want anyone, no matter what they have done, to go to the hellfire because of their ignorance. A person will not want to see the most hated person that they have ever known burning alive while in this world, let alone for eternity. So the person, they forgive others as they would love for Allah to forgive them. He says, وَحْجُرْهُمُ الْحَجْرَ الْجَمِيلَ بِلَا أَذَى. And ostracize and boycott them, separate yourself from them in a beautiful way. What is a beautiful way? He says, bila adha, in a way that does not entail adha, any harming them. Meaning in a way that does not involve any type of oppression, in a way that does not involve any type of transgression. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَى. In Surah Yuhud, be upon istiqam as you have been commanded, and those who have made tawbah, who have accepted Islam alongside you, there to be upon istiqamah, upon righteousness as they have been commanded, not as they choose. وَلَا تَطْغَوْ. And do not make tughyan. And you do not oppress anyone. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Indeed Allah sees all that you do. Indeed Allah sees all that you do. So Allah has forbidden the believer from mujawazatul had, and he from going beyond the proper bounds, and transgressing or oppressing anyone, any type of ostracizing or boycotting of people of falsehood is done in a way that does not entail oppressing them, or withholding their rights. Boycott them in a beautiful way, bila adha, without any adha. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said about the Nasari, he said, أهينوهم ولا تظلموهم فإنهم والله قد سبوا الله مسبة ما سبه إياها أحد من البشر. He said, hold them in contempt, but do not oppress them. For indeed they have slandered Allah with the slander that is beyond what any of the creation has slandered Allah with. Meaning by claiming that Allah is the third of a Trinity, that Allah has a son, and that Allah is in need of his creation, and the other types of sibab, the other types of insults that are issued by the people of kufr, as relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَظْلِمُوهُمْ. And he hold them in contempt, hold them to be low and unimportant. وَلَا تَظْلِمُوهُمْ. But do not oppress them. but do not oppress them. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, and then he continues, and this is where we left off. He says, وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْأَقْدَارِ جَارِيَةً بِمَا قَدْ شَاءَ مِنْ غَيِّينَ وَمِنْ إِيمَانِ. And look at the aqdar. The aqdar is the plural of the word qadar. The plural of the word qadar. Look at the aqdar. Look at what has been foreordained. What has been preordained, predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jariyatan bima. How it brings about. How the divine decree of Allah brings about. Bima qad sha'a min ghayyin wa min iman. And what Allah has chosen, what Allah has foreordained, what Allah has willed of ghay and of iman, of misguidance and of faith. Those who are upon misguidance and those who are upon iman, and they have been selected by Allah and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His justice and His punishment, or for His mercy and His reward, respectively. وَاجْعَلْ لِقَلْبِكَ مُقْلَتَيْنِ كِلَاهُمَا. And make your heart have مُقْلَتَيْن. مُقْلَتَيْن, two eyes. مُقْلَ, مُقْلَتَيْن, أي عَيْنَان, عَيْنَان. And make your heart look at things with two perspectives. Look at everything that you look at. And everyone that you look at them بِمُقْلَتَيْن. From two perspectives, with two eyes. كِلَاهُمَا بِالْحَقِّ فِي ذَا الْخَلْقِ نَاظِرَةً. Each of them is looking at the creation with the eyes of truth. Each of these two is to look at the creation, at all of the creation, with the eye of truth. فَانْظُرْ بِعَيْنِ الْحُكْمِ وَارْحَمْهُمْ بِهَا إِذْ لَا تُرَدُّ مَشِيئَةُ الدَّيَّانِ. Look at them with the eye of al-hukm. Ay al-hukm al-kawni al-qadari. Look at them with the perspective of what they are upon is by the qadr of Allah. By the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the judgment of Allah. That Allah has judged that they be upon misguidance. وَرْحَمْهُمْ biha, and have rahmah towards them because of it. With this perspective, have mercy and feel sorry for them if they are upon misguidance. Kam min ayah fi kitabillah. How many verses are there in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the disbelievers, and his sympathy for them, and his feeling sorry for them. And so the believer follows his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he looks at the people of Abatil, the people of Fasid, the people of sin and disobedience, the people of innovation, the people of disbelief, and so on and so forth, with compassion. With compassion. He has goodwill towards them. He is nasih towards them. He is from the nasihin. يُرِيدُ الْخَيْرِ لِغَيْرِهِ. He wants good for them like he wants it for himself. He wants good for them more than they want it for their own selves. So he looks at them, بعين الحكم ورحمهم بها. Look at them with the eye of divine judgment. How Allah has judged that they be upon what they are upon. ورحمهم بها. And have sympathy and compassion because of that. You see that they are upon misguidance. إِذْ لَا تُرَدُّ مَشِيئَةُ الدَّيَّانِ. And as much as that, what Allah, His mashi'a, the mashi'a of الدَّيَّان, the will, the divine will of the divine judge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ad-Dayyan. It's from the names of Allah, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah is Ad-Dayyan. He is the divine judge. You cannot reject, no one can stop, no one can reject Mashi'atu Ad-Dayyan, who has been foreordained and willed by the divine judge subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, wandur بِعَيْنَ الْأَمْرِ وَحْمِلْهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَحْكَامِهِ فَهُمَا إِذًا نَظَرَانِ. Secondly, look at them with the eye of al-amr, of divine command. What is meant by al-amr is the religion. The religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed, Allah revealed the dhikr, meaning the religion. The dhikr, the amr of Allah, al-khalq wal-amr. When Allah mentions these sorts of words in the Quran, what is meant by them? Al-amr, al-dhikr, and so on and so forth, is ad-deenu kulluh, all of the religion. Look at them in light of the rulings of the religion. وَحْمِلْهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَحْكَامِهِ فَهُمَا إِذًا نَظَرَانِ. And judge them according to the judgments of the religion. And judge them according to the judgments of the religion. Meaning that, as we know from the books of creed, and from the teachings of Islam, is the subject matter of what is called Bab al-Asma wal-Ahkam. And the chapter and the subject matter of the names and labels that are assigned to people. هذا مؤمن, هذا كافر, هذا موحد, مسلم, هذا مشرك, هذا منافق, هذا فاسق, هذا سني, هذا بدعي. Any a person, they are judged by their ظواهر. Whether a person is a believer or a disbeliever. Whether a person is a Sunni or a Bid'i, a person of Sunnah, a person of innovation. What they yantasib ilayhi, and what they ascribe to, is what they are judged by. What is zahir, what is apparent from their situation, is what they are judged by. So the person of Sunnah, they are deserving of love and muwalat. They are deserving of love. And that you have allegiance for them and loyalty towards them and admiration for them. The believer, they have rights according to their degree of faith. And the disbeliever, they are deserving of al-bughdu wal-mu'adat, of enmity and dislike and hatred from you. Bila dhulm, without of course oppressing anyone. But they are deserving of that. And that is from the adl of the religion. That is from the adl of the deen. From the justice of Islam. That they are viewed as such. No one has oppressed them, that, but rather that is justice. So what Ibn Qayyim is saying is, look at the people who are upon misguidance with the eye of mercy and with the eye of justice. With the eye of mercy, because, as we'll come to see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has judged that they be like that. And we don't know the ghaib. We don't know the unseen. We don't know whether this person will remain upon misguidance or disbelief or not. And this is something unknown to us. And so we want good for them and mercy for them and so on and so forth. We want for them what we want for ourselves. So we have mercy and compassion towards them. We want to move them from the qadr of Allah to the qadr of Allah. From what has been foreordained of Allah's displeasure for them at the moment. To hoping that they be from the people who receive the ridwan of Allah, the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, while they are upon falsehood, we look at them according to the dictates of Islam. So we look at them with justice. And we view them to be people of disbelief. People who are not deserving of our love, people who are not deserving of being treated as the believers are treated. He says, Rahimullah ta'ala, فَهُمَا إِذًا نَظَرَانِ. So here you have two perspectives, two ways that you look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the eye of mercy, with the eye of justice. وَاجْعَلْ لِوَجْهِكَ مُقْلَتَيْنِ كِلَاهُمَا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ الرَّحْمَنِ بَاكِيَتَانِ. He said, and make sure that your face has and contains two eyes. Kilahuma, the both of with which you weep out of khashya, out of knowledge-based fear of Ar-Rahman. When you look at the creation, and you see how many people are misguided, and you see that Allah has guided you to Islam, you should never for a moment think that Allah needs you, and that you are doing Allah a favor. And you should never for a moment think that you are deserving of this favor. You should never for a moment think that you are deserving of this favor. But rather, when you see the reality of the creation, when you have sympathy and compassion towards them, and you have justice as relates to them, and you treat them as a religion requires that they be treated, not taking them as confidants, not taking them as advisors, not taking them as people that you have mu'ana for, that you have love and allegiance and loyalty for, and these sorts of things, that at the same time make sure that your face contains two eyes, min khashyati ar-rahmani bakiyatani, that constantly weep out of fear of ar-rahman. لو شاء ربك كنت أيضا مثلهم. Had Allah so willed, had Allah chosen, you will be just like them. You will be just like them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, in response to some believers, when they were traveling for a military purpose, and they saw one of the minor Arab tribes, a small tribe, a large family, a small tribe of people, in one of the wilderness towns, who had accepted Islam, and when the army was passing through, they said, As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. And the response of those who were in the army of the believers, they said, Lastum bi muslimin. You people ain't Muslim. You're not Muslims. Meaning we don't know you to be upon Islam. Lastum bi muslimin. You are not Muslims. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He said, وَكَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. That you used to be just like that. There was a time that that was you. And you were brand new to your Islam. If you gave the salam, somebody would have said, I don't think he's a Muslim. Who is this guy? They looked you up and down, from head to toe, from the way that you wear your hair to the shoes on your feet. Said, I don't know about that. وَكَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ. That's how you used to be. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And then Allah gave you a tremendous weighty favor in guiding you to Islam. So the believer, he knows, لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ كُنْتَ أَيْذًا مِثْلَهُمْ. That had Allah so willed that you would have been just like them. You would have been just like them. فَالْقُلُوبُ فَالْقَلْبُ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَنِ. And so the hearts are between the fingers of Ar-Rahman. This comes in a hadith of Umm Salama, that the most frequent dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O changer of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Ibn Qayyim, he moves on. He says, Wahdhar كَمَائِنَ نَفْسِكَ اللَّاتِ مَتَى خَرَجَتْ عَلَيْكَ كُسِرْتَ كَسْرَ مُحَانِ. To give an important advice, he says, be on guard and take caution against كَمَائِنَ نَفْسِكَ اللَّاتِ مَتَى, that which is hidden deeply within your soul. كَمَائِن, that which is كَمِين, كَمَائِن in the Arabic language, means a party that is waiting in ambush. A party that is waiting, or a force, or some troops that are waiting in ambush. So they're hiding in the cut. Nobody knows that they're there. That is what is meant by a kamina, kama'in. And you have that within your own self. There are things within you, traits and flaws within you, sicknesses in your heart, sicknesses in your soul, things that are wrong with you, that are waiting in ambush, waiting for the opportunity to destroy you. اللاتي متى خرجت عليك كسرت كسر مهان. That are as such that if they were to emerge against you, كسرت كسر مهان, you will be broken in the most degraded way. You will be broken in the most degraded way. وإذا انتصرت لها فأنت كمن بغى. He said, and when you come to the defense of your own self, then when you become defensive and you make it personal, فَأَنْتَ كَمَنْ بَغَى, then you are like the person who tries to تَفْيَ الدُّخَانِ بِمَوْقِدَ النِّيرَانِ, tries to extinguish some bellowing smoke. A person, they see that there is a smoke that has started to come. And so that means that something is about to catch on fire. That something is about to catch on fire. And so a person is trying to extinguish smoke by kindling a fire. He said, when you come to the defense of your own self, when we make it personal, he said that this is like a person who is trying to quench a small fire by lighting a bonfire. And you see, there's a smoke, and so his recourse to that is to light a bonfire. Wallahu akhbara wa huwa asdaqu qa'ilin. And Allah has informed us. Wa huwa asdaqu qa'ilin. Wa huwa asdaqu qa'ilin. And he is the truest of those who have ever spoken. And sawfa yansuru 'abdahu bi amanin. That he will give victory to his 'abd, to his servants, bi aman, and guarantees of safety. Man ya'mal as-su'a sayujza mithlaha. Whoever does evil, then they will be compensated according to what they have done. Aw ya'mal al-husna yafuz bi jinanin. And whoever does al-husna, what is most beautiful, practices ahsan, and the best of what has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aw ya'mal al-husna, and they practice the best of their religion, yafuz bi jinanin. They will be successful by attaining jinan, the gardens of paradise. Hadi wasiyatu nasihin wa li nafsihi wasa wa ba'du li sa'ir al-ikhwan. In some wordings, wa ba'du sa'ir al-ikhwani. This is a wasiya, a strong exhortation and commandment and advice and legacy that has been left. Wasiyatu nasihin. By somebody who was nasih, by somebody who was sincere in the advice that they issue, meaning himself, rahimahullah ta'ala, for the people of sunnah, وَلِنَفْسِهِ وَصَّى وَبَعْدُ لِسَائِرِ الْإِخْوَانِ. He has issued this advice for himself first, and then secondly to all of his brothers. An advice about sincerity, putting your trust upon Allah, being patient, being brave, standing your ground, having resolve, having sympathy for the creation, speaking the truth, being clear, not fearing the blame of the blamers when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the topics that we have heard. He begins his book towards the end of the book, or towards the beginning of this book rather, with this tremendous advice, rahimahullah ta'ala. And at the end of his book, he concludes his book with a tremendous dua for the people of sunnah wal jama'ah, after mentioning the descriptions of the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are firm upon the truth, wa yuthabbitana wa iyyakum ala ma yuhibbu wa yarda, to make us and you are firm upon that which He loves and is pleased with. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. إن شاء الله تعالى, beginning next week, for a few weeks, we'll read some benefits from the book that is called وجوب التعاون بين المسلمين, the obligation of cooperation between Muslims, by the great Imam Al-Allama Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, before moving into the Tawheed of the Prophets. Inshallah ta'ala, the Tawheed of the Prophets will be published soon in 3 volumes. The first volume, and it will take us some time to study, and it contains the preliminary information and the difference between the Tawheed of the Prophets and what is called Tawheed by the people of Fasid. And it mentions within it what Allah is free of defects and imperfections. The second volume is about the Tawheed of Ithbat, affirming the divine attributes of Allah, and is the explanation in detail of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third volume is an explanation of the details of what is Ilhad and who are the Mulhidun, and from those who reject the attributes of Allah to those who reject the existence of Allah, and how this leads to that. How ilhad ta'atil leads to pure atheism. It leads to pure atheism and the dismantling of Islam entirely. Likewise, the third volume, inshallah ta'ala, will contain within it the details of the tawheed of worship. The tawheed of worship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a tawfiq in this endeavor and to make it sincere. Barakallahu feekum.